99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Sometimes, you know, you have a random experience, maybe in the aisle at the grocery or getting gas, and you are not in the moment or not in the headspace to like get their name or number, and so you got to follow up online.
Right. I mean, this could be your happily ever after. You don't want it to just leave your life and not just try to throw out that dart and get a bullseye.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Can I go first, Kelly?
Sure. Where are we going?
Kroger. This is titled, "You commented on my six fingers, man for
already,
woman."
Already, there's more to love. Got it.
We were sharing the can aisle at K. Rogers.
K. Rogers, got it.
You had black hair. We were wearing an ironic I'm with stupid mask, camo jacket, and tight leggings.
I kind of want one of those masks.
I was the gentleman also wearing a camo jacket, getting the ingredients for my famous seven bean chili.
Ooh, sounds delicious and gassy.
You see, the secret is to let the chili cook in the crock pot overnight so all the flavors come together in a party in your mouth with every bite.
Hot tip.
Sure. It continues. We both made a grab for the last can of the buttery Great Northerns.
Uh-oh.
I apologize if it seemed aggressive when I swatted your hand away so I could claim victory, but chili is serious business, and I couldn't possibly substitute those with some other inferior crap bean.
Oh, you don't want crap beans?
Not in your chili.
You can't settle for that.
You looked at me with bewilderment in your eyes. Like I had just spanked your kid.
Oh, wow.
Then said, "You have six fingers."
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I then told you that I don't normally let just anyone find out what that extra finger is used for. But
wait a second, it's got a use?
But I'd make an exception for you.
Okay.
You looked confused and walked away before I could formally ask you if you wanted to come over to try some of my famous chili and maybe...
Oh, yeah, maybe.
If you're lucky.
Uh-huh.
Find out what that extra finger does.
I don't want to know.
What do you
say? I don't really want to know. What do you do with that? I don't know.
What does a sixth finger do?
Yeah, you know what? Tim pointed out six fingers, heck of a grip. Rhonda's like, that extra finger should have won the can war. True statement.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect comments there with Craigslist missed connections.
Ladies' turn.
Okay.
I winked at you at the Thorntons off Bardstown Road, woman for man.
Oh, which one? They're right across the street from each other. We don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay. We haven't specified just yet.
All right.
You were the bearded man wearing the tie-dyed hoodie, packing a tight butt in those tight jeans you had on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your intense desire for the blue slushy ran about as intense as my desire to get to know you better.
Oh.
Slushies are delicious.
Sure.
I don't know what it was, whether it was the way you tore into that place like you were about to rob it, or
oh my God.
It was the way you stared down the slushy machine with your piercing blue eyes.
Oh.
Or it was the way you lightly moaned as you were filling your cup up with that icy blue sugary drink.
Oh my God.
It's kind of almost like doing a happy dance when you're about to have a snack you really like.
I guess so.
But you lit my fire inside.
Oh.
I walked over to you and told you that blue was good. But have you ever tried the blue and cherry mixed?
Oh.
Pro tip.
Sure.
As you opened your eyes to look at me, I gave you a wink and walked out to my car. I thought you would take the hint and follow, but you didn't.
No.
I was going to say something to you as you walked out, but the undercover police officer was busting me for shoplifting.
What? I didn't see that coming.
That was a plot twist I didn't see either.
I wasn't expecting that.
That is going to throw a wrench in the plan here. Bag of Funyuns, package of Grandma's peanut butter cookies, cherry soda, and a quart of oil. Was it the only thing that was stolen? You stole my heart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It does make it hard to follow up, you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
When you're getting busted for shoplifting. Tragic.
It is tragic. You know, these are tales of love and love lost and maybe love that could never be, but
we don't even know where her whereabouts are. She may still be in the pokey. Maybe she made bail and she's out. And she's dealing with it. Not sure.
Not even sure.
Don't know where it stands.
Nope. That's the magic and the mystery.
The mystery
of Craigslist.